In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul begins a discussion in comparing leaven to sin. And so in verse 6, he compares that leaven to sin and how we've got to root that out of our life. Now in the next passage, he says, get rid of it. He says, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. He says, you are truly unleavened, for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. So Paul makes a couple of interesting points here in this one little verse. First of all, get rid of sin. Can't afford to let it be there because it's going to grow and expand. So we've got to be different. We've got to have a different approach, a new life. Have Christ be in us and live through us. Then we are unleavened. And of course, the days of unleavened bread point to that very thing, that we're to be like Christ, sin-free. And so, what an important point. Does leaven leave on its own? I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't leave. What do you have to do? Get rid of it. You've got to purge it out. You better take an active role because it's not just going to depart by itself. So we've got to purge it out. And so this little section of Scripture is important because it's showing a couple of things. Did the early New Testament church keep the holy days? Absolutely they did. They wouldn't have understood what Paul was talking about here if they didn't. So they were keeping Passover and the days of unleavened bread. And so Paul's, in a sense, pointing out, okay, you got the leavening out of your lives physically, but spiritually, it's more important to get the sin out of your life as well. So purge it out, get rid of it, and make sure you see the spiritual implications of what it means to keep God's holy days. Well, that's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.